Good day and welcome to the conference call for the publication of the first quarter results full year 2017-2018. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Rainer Hundstorfer, CEO. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. I'd like to welcome everybody, ladies and gentlemen, to our Heidelberg Q1 2017-2018 call, and I thank you for your interest and joining us. It was almost exactly 2 months ago as we presented our new growth strategy. This strategy has a very positive reception on the capital market. However, still, there is some skepticism in some quarters about the targets we announced and the measures designed to help us achieve them. Ultimately, in the past, there have always been one or two disappointments, and I'm well aware of that, that it is why I understand we have to deliver what we have promised, no ifs, no buts. As you all know, the first quarter is generally the weakest in the financial year in terms of volume and operations, and that will also be the case this year in 2017-2018. As anticipated, due to the trade show incoming orders from China, almost 20% up on the previous year, so we are happy with how the trade show went. However, we expect incoming orders to return to normal levels after last year's drupa, especially in Europe. Overall, we are significantly up on the predicting quarters, which is grounds to be optimistic about achieving targets sales on the basis of the increased order backlog. Compared to the same period of the previous year, we substantially improved our profitability from April to the end of June. This is reflected in our results, which my colleague, our CFO, Dirk Kalliwe, will talk about in more detail in a few minutes. Today, I want to focus one more time on our strategic development. We have already initiated or even implemented numerous measures in the first quarter that relate to our strategic focus on the key areas, which are technology leadership and innovation, digital transformation, and operational excellence. Technology leadership and innovation, there I can report that the market for digital printed packaging is growing by almost 20% per year. We are experiencing this strong demand primarily in relation to customers in the pharmaceutical sector and folding cartons of all types. All this year's trade show, China Print in Beijing and Interpack in Düsseldorf, we showcased ourselves as pioneers for digitization in the sectors which help boost incoming orders. Our strong market position in industrial packaging printing is reflected in the fact that Heidelberg is the clear number one in the offset sector. In the packaging and label segments alone, we sell almost as many printing units as our closest competitor sells across all segments combined, over commercial and packaging. In the digital segment, we are fully booked with orders for our PrimeFire, the first industrial packaging printing press for the next 2 years. Our digital label press from Gallus is also helping us to lead innovation on the market with great success. The Gallus LabelFire is very successful. Customers benefit from production cost savings of approximately one quarter against alternative digital printing systems which are existing. Although we have only just launched serious production and one of the first customers has already ordered a second press, this is the typical proof that the concept is fitting the market. Digital transformation, the second column of our strategy. At this point, I'd like to give you a few brief examples of internal and external developments to this point. By taking over software supplier DocuFy, Heidelberg is reinforcing the new digital platform business areas and expanding its Industry 4.0 offerings. In the consumable segment, we have expanded business with coatings and pressroom chemicals in the EMEA region by acquiring Fujifilm. Internally, e-commerce is gaining ever more momentum. The aim is to make our e-commerce platform the most important sales channel in the life cycle of our presses, but also for third-party machines. So far, our e-shop has handled approximately 80,000 orders per year, amounting to more than 100 million in sales, primarily for consumables. In future, we want to achieve a bigger shift away from e-shopping towards e-commerce. Figures should increasingly reflect the entire network value added chain of equipment, consumables, and services. The keyword here are one-stop shopping and smart shopping, which extends to the subscription model announced for our customers. And the third column, the first keyword, is operational excellence, just as important. Thanks to different measures, we are making good progress in harnessing the efficiency and cost reduction potential of 50 million that was announced. The task now is to implement the efficiency improvements on all levels. And the first examples, which we did in Q1 already, we improved logistics efficiency achieved by optimizing the wage structure and acquiring the logistics center. The latter alone is saving us 4 to 5 million thanks to low interest financing. The relocation of our R&D center to Wiesloch, planned for the next 18 months, will help us to save another 4 to 6 million annually. At our subsidiary Gallus, we are going to reduce the number of machine platforms from 4 to just 1. Also, that will save a significant amount of money. We have making far too little use of the global production network today, so in future we are going to focus more and more closely on high performance and digital presses in Wiesloch. What's more, as growing numbers of staff as the plant enter retirement, production capacity will drop and more intense activities will increasingly be carried out in the Brandenburg plant, which is around a third cheaper to operate than Wiesloch. Optimum use is not made of our Chinese plant yet. The aim is to produce more bread and butter machines there. The plant there is capable to do that. The qualification has reached a level that we can build almost all machines there. And I would like to stress that we are talking about here corporate structures and processes. For example, operation excellence. There are no plans for broad job cuts across the board, nor would such a move make sense at this point. The job cutting in the great scale is finished. We are making good progress in terms of financing too, and my colleague, Dr. Kalibe, will talk about that shortly. Having converted almost an entire bond into shareholders' equity at the end of the period under review, our equity ratio has increased and interest cost has dropped by approximately 5 million per year. There are firm plans for additional reduction in interest costs in the years ahead. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a lot happening here at Heidelberg. We are therefore confident that at the very last we will be able to achieve our growth and profitability targets of 2022. Given the strong demand for digital product portfolio in packaging and label printing and the expansion and increased networking in a digital business model for equipment, consumables, and services, we see ourselves as still on course to achieve the company targets for 2022 that were announced in June. You remember, company sales up to 3 billion euro, EBITDA of 250 to 300 million, and the net result larger than 100 million euro. I'm looking forward to setting out our continued progress to you in the same transparent way in the future, and I thank you for your attendance. Now I hand over to my CEO, Dirk Kalibe, to give you the numbers in detail.
Yeah, also welcome from my side. It's a pleasure to present the numbers. Although I have to say in summary, there are no surprises against our plans and against our forecast. But let me go through the numbers from volume, P&L, and also cash flow and balance sheet items. All over, Q figures show that we are on track to reach our full-year targets. Order intake is, as expected, down against the previous year to 600 and around 30 million. Last year, we were able to book a high order intake on Drupa Trade Fair Show. Nevertheless, in a sequence over the last quarters, order intake picked up significantly, also due to a pleasing trade fair show in China, where orders were about 20% higher against the previous year. Due to a higher order intake backlog at the beginning of the year, sales in Q1 were about 500 million, were slightly above previous year, in line with our planning. Especially China and Western Europe contributed positively. At the end of the quarter, the order backlog increased further to approximately 600 million. Overall, we expect for the full year, due to the base effect of drupa, a slower business in Europe, while Asia and especially China should pick up in demand. In total, we expect a stable sales volume on the level of the previous year. EBITDA, coming to the P&L, without restructuring results, was improved significantly to about 14 million against 1 million in the year before. The margin was up to close to 3%. The financial result improved due to further lowered interest in expenses and led to a net result after taxes in the quarter of minus 60 million, significantly better than in the previous year with minus 37. The free cash flow was negative, as reported, with minus 13 million, but including payments for acquisitions, which Rainer Hundstorfer mentioned, and real estate purchases. If we would have excluded this one, it would have been operationally positive. Equity was going up predominantly due to the conversion of the bond into shares in a slight increase in domestic pension discount rate to 2.5%, where we are now in a corridor between 2% and 3%. Equity ratio, therefore, was 17%. End of March, it was 15%. Net debt was reduced by the conversion of the bond and is now around 230 million. The conversion of the bonds helped us to improve our interest results substantially. Our target is a reduction of interest payment for debt from today's 35 million to approximately 20 million per annum in the future. The leverage is therewith down to a healthy 1.2 times and significantly below our own target of 2 times, all excluding pension. This shows the financing power we have restored over the past years and gives us the financial freedom to support our way into the digital world. The well-balanced financial framework also allows us to promote new business models and make targeted acquisitions if they will financially be acceptable. Looking at the segment, we have established the announced reorganization along the new structures within the management board. In the future, we will report the new segments, Heidelberg Digital Technology and Heidelberg Digital Business and Services, and continue to report financial service activities. With regards to the sales, Heidelberg Digital Technology benefits from a higher backlog and pushes sales from 213 million to 235 million in the quarter. EBITDA improved from minus 19 million in the previous year to an almost balanced result to a higher volume and better margin, and without drupa cost, obviously. Sales volume at Heidelberg Digital Business were down from 270 million to 260 million, primarily due to a weaker sale of consumables. The operating result was down accordingly from about 5 million to 14 million. The challenge of consumables is, on the one hand, to increase the volume, even though that we are, in many cases, only traders of the product. As a result, we compete with the manufacturer and want to sell directly to customers who have become larger. On the other hand, we are also selling products whose margins are not satisfactory. Here, we are making price increases, and as a result, we partially lose volume. But otherwise, it wouldn't make sense for us anymore to provide these products, which are not satisfactory in margins. Overall, we attack these challenges through the introduction of our new business model, as our CEO has mentioned, namely e-commerce and subscription. Thus, we get the customer in an automated order process via a platform provided by Heidelberg, and therefore increase profitability and volume later on. These are the key figures for the first quarter. Our goals, both midterm as well as for the running year, remain unchanged. With a new strategy, we want to return to growth and reach our group sales volume of 3 billion in 5 years. Profitability should be improved by approximately 100 million in EBITDA. Some measures are already implemented, as mentioned. Further measures are already identified and will follow in the implementation in due course. For the running year, we are striving for a sales volume on the level of the previous year. EBITDA margin is expected to be in a range of 7 to 7.5% before restructuring charges. Bottom line, we expect to grow the net result moderately. Now let's come to the Q&A session.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask a question today, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you find that your question has already been answered, you may, of course, remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. Again, please press star 1 to ask a question. And we'll just pause for a moment, gentlemen, to allow everyone to signal. Thank you. Okay, we'll take our first question today, which comes from Egert Kulz from Warburg Research. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Yes, hello. Some questions. One with regard to the weaker consumables business in the first quarter. You mentioned that you have raised prices and lost some volume with products with low margins. However, when I look at the margin of the division in the first quarter, it also went down. How does that fit to your arguments? That is the first question. Then the second question, did you have capitalized development costs again in Q1 this year? And if yes, what was the amount? And maybe also the comparable figure of the first quarter of last year. And lastly, on the Prime Fire, so I remember I've heard you are sold out already for 2 years. Is that right? And what does that mean in regarding the number of machines? So it's I think it's between 20 and 25. Is that assumption also right? Thanks.
Yes, to start with Prime Fire, we are in a ramp-up phase here, so we are not in serial production. Ramp-up curve will come. More details to be announced later on from Mr. Unsdorfer. Second question, Mr. Kulz, R&D and Delta is also the explanation for your first question in the margin segment. Now in HDB, Heidelberg Digital Business, we have included also development for the new digital products. We have less capitalized in this year, 2 to 3 million in the first quarter. So this was then also the result why the profitability in this segment was partly lower. We have had a minor issue in product mix issues. And the other thing which I explained beforehand in consumables, the margin mix is not seeable in the numbers which we reported, but which is the underlying factor which we are approaching with the new business models, which Rainer Hunsdorfer explained beforehand. Hope that this answers these three profitability questions. And
To the Prime Fire. The Prime Fire is, as the Kalibe mentioned, in the not in the ramp-up phase yet. We have installed beginning of the year the first field test machine, which is running successfully at the customer and producing sellable product. In a few months, we'll install the second field test machine, and next year the ramp-up will start. Of course, because it's new technology, in the beginning we are still careful, but at the moment everything looks perfect. The quality is there. The machine and the development plan is exactly in time, and then when the market reacts nicely, we definitely can ramp up even faster, but that needs to be determined on the on the experience of the first real installations then.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, please press star 1 today to ask a question. And our next question today comes from Richard Schran from HSBC. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. You mentioned in connection with your e-commerce activities that you would also target the machines of competitors. So I'm just interested in how this really can work. Is there not a kind of hurdle that competitors might prevent you stepping in this market here by, for example, then dropping warranties given to customers if the, let's say, wrong consumable is used with their machine? So how can this be handled? Thank you.
Now, we are not only a dealer of consumables. We are, in the meantime, also producers of, for instance, coatings. And those coatings are well suited also for other machines than Heidelberg machines. And, of course, we sell them as well over our e-commerce platform. That's the one part. And the other part is that with the automated e-commerce platform for our Heidelberg customers, we can also invite third-party suppliers to participate in the automatic e-shop. And, of course, we don't sell it ourselves, but we will participate with a transaction fee. Does that answer your question?
So this means that it's not necessarily your own activities which are going in there, but just participating, as you said, via commission from external sales from other parties.
Yeah, the reason is very simple. In order to make such a platform accepted by our customers, you need to have a benefit. And the benefit for the customer is of such a platform that the machine automatically orders everything it consumes because the machines are intelligent and know what they consume. And not always the customer wants to buy a certain consumable from us. Sometimes he likes to buy it from somebody else. And today, that's the case anyhow. He simply buys it and we not even know about it. The benefit for the customer would be now he can automatically process such consumable orders over the same platform, even if it is not Heidelberg selling it. Our benefit would be we would have at least a transaction fee. It would be an online dealer, so to speak. And last not least, we would have the information who sells to whom what, which, of course, is helpful as input for your future consumer strategy.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Our next question today comes from Stefan Augustin from Equinet. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Yes, hello. maybe of two follow-ups, actually. One on Mr. Kuhl's question, but a little bit not so much on the prime fire, more on the label fire. If I recall your statements at the balance sheet press conference, you were also thinking if you should increase the capacity for serial production at the label fire. So maybe you can share with us what happened in the last 2 months with respect to demand for the label fire and where we are in this thinking. And the other one is actually on following on Mr. Schramm. From your explanation on how this e-commerce platform works, I conclude the machine needs to be able to buy it automatically, but this is only true for your machines, right? You cannot attach your e-commerce platform on a competitor's machine. Is this right, or is there a way to do that?
No. Good afternoon, Mr. Augustin. To answer the second question first, no, it is not that easily possible to do that because there you would have to have the cooperation from your competitor. And even if you would have that, the connectivity of most of our competitors' machines is by far not the same like with the Heidelberg machines. The level of automation and capability to control what the machine is consuming is not quite there. So it is technically probably not even possible. But what the customer can do, he can use, of course, and he will do, our regular e-shop, where he can also process his needs for consumables, for coatings, for press room chemicals with no problem. The second question, LabelFire. Since the last time we talked, the LabelFire, the success has continued. We are selling it successful, basically. The production capacities are sold out. The performance is getting better and better. And a very good indicator about the success of a machine is that one of the first customers just a few weeks ago ordered already his second machine. And that's always a good sign. That's the right sign that the machine is positioned properly and well in the market. The capacity at the moment is, and that's not only capacity of the plant, it is the capacity of the whole organization to support such a new product, is one per month, but we can increase it and will increase it the faster we can.
Would you share an indication to which level you could increase it?
The limit is probably the market. So we can double, triple it. That's no problem. As you know, Heidelberg has plenty of capacity.
The 3 years ramp-up plan. Therefore, as the demand is digging in, we will increase it and we will shift from the one or the other resources. And we have made sufficient capacities here in Wiesloch, so this is prepared.
Yeah. It is more that an organization needs also to ramp up because it's a new technology, support, everything needs to be built up, and that's happening right now.
Okay, thank you very much.
Again, please press star 1 to ask a question. And our next question today comes from Moata Schultz from Commerzbank. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Actually, two questions from my side. One on the markets. I mean, you said already China is 20% up and Western Europe is also good. So can we assume that then you have some problems in North America at the moment? And my second question would be regarding your cost savings. I mean, 50 million in 5 years is a very long time. Can you give us a more, can you provide us with a run rate of the savings? How much can we already expect for this year?
First, to the market. Yes, China, we had a very successful show with 20% increased sales in China. But not only the show, China in general is recovering slowly and steadily. So I'm very convinced China will be back as one of the strongest markets. It's like a little bit like many other business sectors that China has over-invested, but that's pretty much over. And I think the continuous growth will be in China again. North America, we had the last quarter of the year was not really that great, but the last few weeks or even the last 2 months, North America has recovered nicely and it's right on plan, so exactly within our expectation. And also pretty much within our expectation, Western Europe has become slower because in compared to last year, we don't have a drupa, which always has an effect that many orders are placed relatively around drupa, and we have no drupa this year, so that's why Western Europe is a little bit slower. That's where the reduced order entry comes from.
On the cost-saving side, as Reinhold has shown on his chart, you will see that the savings expected to come from real estate management are already negotiated, and they will come through in the next 2 years. First of all, logistics. we will see 2 to 3 million of net savings in this year. Full run rate will come next year. And the R&D center will be relocated by the end of the next year. So savings are expected to come in 2019. Therefore, a good indication that with all our measures, we are on track. And about 20% of the overall savings are already finalized in negotiations and just have to come through in the P&L.
Okay, thank you. On the savings, on the markets a little bit more, is there any market which you are particularly concerned at the moment, or are you confident about all of them?
These are still the same markets where we are concerned. That used to be a very good market for Heidelberg. Turkey is still not really as it used to be, and a lot of orders are pending because of the instability are not being executed. Russia still is slow, even though coming back slowly but surely. Also, South America is not really strong. It's actually very, very soft and way below what it used to be. And actually, we don't see really a short-term recovery. But North America, as I mentioned, is going strong again. In particular, packaging orders and high-end commercial orders. So very nice high-end performance machine. Autonomous printing is the push there, so this is a very successful recovery.
Thank you.
We have no further questions at this time, gentlemen. I'll hand back over to you for any closing remarks. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So if there are no more questions, I'd like to thank you very much for your interest in Heidelberg. I'm very satisfied with how the progress of the implementation of our strategy is moving forward, and I'm very confident that in our next Q2 call, we can give you some more good news about the progress of implementing our new strategy. Again, thank you very much for your interest, and have a nice afternoon.
Ladies and gentlemen, that will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation today. You may now disconnect.